Lots of us have been glued to our screens in recent weeks as the bushfire catastrophes unfolded. There's been a torrent of shocking images and videos shared online. But amongst all of this, there's been out-of-date photos, there's been inaccurate fire maps, and they've been widely shared, including by international celebrities and political figures. The ABC's found instances where the wrong information has been deliberately spread, including by bot-like accounts. For more, I'm joined by ABC technology reporter Ariel Bogle. Ariel, Happy New Year and welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks, Tom.
So what kind of misinformation have we been seeing online about the fires?
Well, it's really run the gamut. So as you mentioned, there have been out-of-date photos. I'm thinking of one which a lot of people might remember. It's a woman sheltering under a jetty surrounded by children. It's a really emotive image, but it's actually from many years ago, not this bushfire season. And as you mentioned too, this map issue. So a lot of people want to get a sense of the scale of the fires. And so they're looking or making their own bushfire maps, which often exaggerate the spread of the fires. And we've even seen the wrong kinds of maps being shared by international news outlets in the United States. Then there's the theories about why the fires are starting. So we've had a lot of misinformation spread about, you know, the influence of the Greens party on backburning. We've had stories about whether arson is the overwhelming cause of this fire season, which is incorrect. And then the ACCC has also called out particular scams around people calling for donations for bushfire victims. So there's a lot of mess out there for people to wade through.
Yeah, I think one of the most concerning elements is the misinformation spread by bots. What's happening there?
So this is very preliminary work, but we talked to QUT, Queensland University of Technology Professor Timothy Graham earlier this week and worked with him to look at some suspicious accounts that were sharing bushfire information online. And he looked at a sample 315 Twitter accounts that were using the hashtag arsonemergency. So if you're on Twitter, you might have seen that one already. And he found around a third were showing sort of symptoms of being bot-like or troll-like, which could mean that they are accounts either set up to automatically tweet around certain topics or even to intentionally spread misinformation. And the key theme earlier this week around this hashtag was that these fires are overwhelmingly caused by arson, and it's an arson emergency, as the hashtag suggests, and not a climate change emergency. And it's really been clear that, you know, police statements can be twisted. News outlets that have talked about arson, because there have been instances of arson, can be twisted online and made to seem like they're the overwhelming key cause of this fire season and not a warming climate.
So obviously there's a level of automation with these bots, but does someone need to make a decision to create them in the first place?
Yeah, so bots, there's someone there behind them creating them. But I think it's really important to emphasise here, we're still looking at these accounts, and I think for the most part what we can see is it's real-life humans spreading misinformation. It's hard, I suppose, in this bushfire season when emotions are so high, to sit back and stop before you share. It's so easy to quickly click retweet or share or comment, but we need to be careful about the type of information we're consuming and sharing with our family and friends.
So how should you do that? How should you double check the information that you're seeing and potentially sharing?
Well, it's hard because, of course, all these platforms, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, they're designed for virality. That you want to share things that have piqued your interest.
And your emotions.
And your emotions, absolutely. All the information that sort of aligns with your values, but I think it's important to take a step back. You can flag information on Facebook and Twitter if you think it's wrong, and they can have fact checkers look at it. But remember, I suppose, to use trusted sources. Also, when you see those posts on Facebook that are just photo posts with information and no link back to a news source, I'm always automatically suspicious of those. And with photos too, if you don't know explicitly that it's from this season, that's not properly dated and watermarked by a proper news outlet, maybe think twice.
Just back to the bots for a moment. I acknowledge that you said the information is quite preliminary about what's actually happening there. But if there are people setting up these bots to spread misinformation, for example, arson emergency, blaming this crisis largely on arsonists when that's only a very small part of the picture, what do you think the motivation for that would be? Obviously, there's a political element to that, but is there some kind of financial incentive as well?
There can be in these situations a financial incentive to make money, maybe directing people to certain websites where they can make money from advertising. We haven't really seen that yet in this case, although there's lots more work to be done. I think what we're seeing here is really international accounts and right-wing accounts from overseas, to be honest, seizing the opportunity to sow discord in the debate around climate change. You know, people really eager to find someone else or something else to blame other than man-made climate change. And I think that's what we're seeing here. These bot accounts are really turning to this arson theory to sow discord in the Australian population and make us, a bit more confused than we need to be.
Just very quickly, speaking of bad information, Facebook have announced it will now remove videos that have been edited using AI to deliberately mislead people. They call them deep fakes. What are deep fakes and should we be worried about them?
Yes, so deep fakes are an interesting proposition. Essentially, they're videos made using AI technology, like you said. Basically, algorithms train on, say, thousands of photos and videos of President Barack Obama. And once they've got enough of that imagery training, they can essentially make a video showing him saying things he never said. There have been a few examples of this, but for obvious reasons, it really concerns social media platforms, politicians, academics, because you could have President Trump saying whatever you wish him to say if you had an algorithm that was trained on enough imagery of him. So Facebook is saying it will now remove such videos, but not if they're used for parody or humour, which is an interesting gap there.
Yeah, which shows how tricky so many of these decisions are. You think it might be very simple to take this kind of stuff off the internet, but there's so many layers of complexity. So too with the bot spreading misinformation about the bushfires, it's kind of mind-boggling. Ariel Bogle, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Tom.
Ariel is the ABC's technology reporter.